97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And remember, if you're looking for an excuse to hook up with your ex, you can do it only on Throwback Thursday.
Don't do it.
I'm just saying that.
No, I will never agree to that. It's always a bad idea.
Chelsea? Right now you're saying that because you just went out on a date with some new guy yesterday. So you're like, there's no need for an ex hookup.
I feel like if you're going to hook up with an ex, do it on Fridays because you need like a Saturday off to like process your regret.
And it's also a flashback. You can blame it on a flashback right. Friday. So you're good to go either way. Speaking about relationships, my boy Brian, really proud of you, bro. He's in a relationship, long distance relationship. Those are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica's out in Atlanta. She's amazing. I think she's the one for sure. And you're reformed, a-ho. You said it yourself. But you figure out a couple things and some really good relationship advice. And before we get into your new one, if you missed the last one, it's relationship hazard insurance. And the way that works is basically, if you have a weekend coming up, let's say you're a dude, you have a weekend coming up, right. You know you're going to go out with the guys on Saturday night.
You see some potential landmines in the relationship, some moments of potential friction.
You know you're probably going to get in trouble some way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? What you do is, and what Brian does, he gets relationship hazard insurance. What is that, you may ask? He buys his girlfriend a present and gives it to her before the weekend. And she's like, what is this for? Brian says, just cause.
Just for being you.
Oh my God. Being you. I will.
So she gets into a really good mood. And there's no way she's going to be mad at you for whatever you do that
it's
weekend.
It's a preemptive strike.
But now, my boy Brian has come across the golden nugget, the golden ticket, ladies and gentlemen. How to never, ever, 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 ever get into an argument. What? With your significant other.
That's right. You turn potential negatives into a force that makes you stronger and you benefit from it. So here's the thing I've learned. Took me 30 plus years, but I've learned this. When your significant other, now I'm going to speak from the male perspective. This may work for you ladies too.
Okay.
When they bring you something, like something that stresses them out, like a woman bring, like my girlfriend will bring something to me, right? Like some complaint about somebody at work, something that's happening to them. She doesn't want me to fix that problem.
That's a big error that us dudes
make. No, she does not. Okay. She does not want me to fix that problem. She wants me to get on board. Mm-hmm. Like, so what happens is a lot of us guys, when we're fixers. A lot of us can be fixers and somebody brings something to you and you're like, listen, here's the problem. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. Boom, boom, boom. But that, here's the thing. You don't need to, that's not your fight. You don't need to fight that fight.
Absolutely not.
That's someone at work's bomb. You don't need to get in the way of that. So like, don't lay on the train tracks. What you do, because she's one, she's not going to listen to you anyway right now. She's mad. She's like upset about something. Yeah, sure. A few days from now, she'll think about it and she'll think the same things that you think, but she needs a minute to cool down. Here's where the trick comes, fellas. Don't get in the way of that bullet. Turn it around and make it a positive for you. You pile on whoever she's pissed off at.
Yes.
You just become an argument hype man and you fire her up. That's what you do, right? So for example, my girlfriend will come to me and be like, you're never going to believe what Michelle did. I'm like, oh, Michelle? No. She's like, and then she tells me, I'm like, I can't believe that.
Yes.
Sure, I could tell her like, hey, maybe Michelle's having a rough day, maybe this, but then I sound like I'm on Michelle's side.
Oh,
I don't care about Michelle. I give a rat's ass about Michelle. True. I care about me. So then I turn around and I'm like a tag team wrestler with her.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I'm just firing her up. I'm like, oh, snap, really? Michelle did that? You know what we're going to do? You know what? Let's go do something. Like, let's get even with Michelle. You know what? Do this. Next time she's at work, log out of her computer. Change her passwords.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'm now, like, telling her, you know what? Let's get Michelle. Boo, Michelle. So then, now she's looking at me like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Communication. You're on my side.
Yes.
Guess what? I don't care about any of that. I wasn't even really listening to the argument.
Brian, see, that's where you can't admit that.
No, I'm admitting it to you. That's
know,
the dirty
but
secret.
Also, people that are listening. So everyone, and she might be listening.
But also, here's the beauty.
And I
might
tell her.
No, she doesn't really want me to listen anyway. She just wants me to be on her side. So the details don't matter. It's a you get them, babe.
Yeah.
I'm on your team. And then I turn her around and shove her off into the world to go fight with other people.
Yes.
Just be careful because we can also tell when you're not really listening and you don't really care.
That's what you think. But when you have something you're bringing to the table that's frustrating you, your own rage and your own stubbornness is all in your own head, and I don't got to be in the way of that.
Brian's like, Chelsea, I've been tricking you for the last 6 months that we've been on air.
Right. Every time I don't want to get in a fight with you, I'm like, damn right, Chelsea. And then people are like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. I was on Twitter. So fellas, do not get in the way of arguments you don't need to be in.
No.
You turn that into a tag team situation, and then you just throw life in a chokehold, and you get some action, too, on the back end.
Real passion, too, because she's fired up about Michelle.
Oh, yeah, it's team sex.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.